This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I don't think I can contribute to this conversation. Not put your arms out.
Can you carry me?
Isn't it kind of sad to think about, though? Like, there was one time where it was your last time being picked up by your parents and you didn't know.
That's right. You should have milked it.
That's so sad.
I know.
Well, okay.
Take advantage of that.
For some reason, what we're talking about right now is is there two schools? It's like, what do you miss about being a kid?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you hate about being an adult?
Yeah.
We'll take either. They go hand in hand. Just like perhaps the last time you held hands with.
You can still hold hands with your kid, well, even as they're older. You can hold hands.
But do you?
I can hold hands with you right now.
Only but do you? Your kids have to initiate the hand. You can't reach out.
Of course I can.
No.
Why couldn't I?
No, because you look bad when they deny
it. If we're
What?
If we're trying to cross the street in Chicago, I'm going to grab their hand.
They're in high school.
Doesn't matter. I'm still going to grab their hand.
No, you got to stop.
I would grab your hand because you're kind of an idiot. So, all right, give us an example of what we're talking about. Like, what do you miss about?
Making friends. It was so easy to make friends as a kid, but you can't, as an adult, walk up to someone in a bar and be like,
you
I don't
can.
Know.
People do it all the time.
If you had a dragon, what color would it be? Like, you can't
that's
do
right.
that.
That's
really what you would say when
no,
you were a kid?
No, I don't know. I would try to. Color? I would point out my light-up shoes, but I can't wear those either.
I have Lightning McQueen light-up Crocs.
Do you have the Mater ones?
I don't have Mater. Mm. I want Mater. Like, I didn't know Mater was a possibility.
You hated Mater in the second one. It was all Mater.
The second movie being all about Mater was terrible.
Yeah.
It was like, Mater is a spice, not an entree.
Nice.
And when you made him the entree, I was just like,
just too much.
This restaurant sucks.
Yeah.
We didn't have any lingering questions about Mater after the first film.
I didn't need a whole movie about him, for sure.
Yeah. I think Aaron's right, though, because whenever we go to the park with my son and there will be other kids there, he'll go, look, there's a friend here. Like, he just calls them like, oh, a friend. It doesn't even occur to him that, like, oh, I have to meet the person, I have to introduce, just like, that's a friend. Where I'm like, that's another person, I'm never talking to them. Obviously, I'm going to leave. Someone already here.
Oh, I never thought of
that. I agree. I do agree with that.
Wait, if your kid goes out and makes a friend, you're automatically friends with that kid's parents.
You don't have to be, as long as you can try to. They can just be friends for the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
it's like.
You give the nice little wave to the other
parent.
Yeah,
yeah, like, don't come over.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like an understanding.
Yeah, I don't want to know you. You don't want to know me.
And you're back to your phones.
Yep. Back to what you were doing.
That's so
But weird. I've been to, like, I've sat, like, at the bar at Ocean Prime by the station or whatever, and I'll go over there, and there is, like, a Leo there who's like, sits down next to you and is like, what color would your dragon be? And you're like, I don't
think Leo would ask that question.
Well, you know what I'm saying? They're just somebody just like,
who does right. go to bars and a lot, like, though.
But they're like, what's good on the menu? And I'm like, I don't know.
Dragon?
Like, I don't. I'm here to drink. Like, what do we, like, I don't go to make friends. Yeah. But I get, okay, so that's one thing. Steve's is you miss being carried.
Yeah. Remember, you don't have to walk anywhere. Your kids would just, or your parents
so
would
just.
So that's,
you've got the vast universe of anything in the world to choose from.
Yeah.
Of what do you miss about being a kid? And it's not paying taxes. It's not having responsibilities. Or the sheer amount of time, like you probably don't go through this, the sheer amount of brain activity that I have devoted to food.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I just walked in and something was on a plate.
You're right.
I just walked, it was like,
you didn't question it, you have to worry about it. Nothing. It was always there for you.
No, right.
You.
I'm like, oh, God, what does Noah want tonight? Do I have to go get, do I have to stop somewhere? Do I have to,
prepare it. You got to do all this, so short work.
But out of all those things, you just want to be picked up.
I think that actually we could dive deep into this. And like, that's some childhood trauma. No. Oh. I'm good.
I don't want to be carried.
Be closer to your parents. Have them pick you up and love you and hug you. And
there's childhood trauma we need to unpack. For sure.
I never had that.
Trauma.
Just the nanny. I remember the nanny carrying me around. My parents just let any old person pick me up. I even had a sign on me that said free. I don't know what that meant.
And dude, when you got picked up, you could sleep right there. You could do anything. And then you wake up, you're in bed out of nowhere. It's just
all right,
so cool.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to get you guys to call with better answers than we've had so far.
Carry me.
What do you hate about being an adult, or what do you miss
carry
about
my kids?
What do you miss about being
also
a kid?
What color would your dragon be?
Yes. Oh my God. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I get a lot of this because I see my son all the time. He watches TV and he dances and he sings and stuff, like, and he's just standing on the couch. And I want to stand on the couch. But every time I get my knees on the couch, I'm like, feet off the couch. What are you? But then he's standing,
so that's
jumping
what
around.
You miss. You want kinda, to be on,
yeah.
You,
I just want to be free to just.
Oh, that's
to,
just no
to treat
worries.
The furniture how I want to treat it. You know, maybe
there's
I'll.
There's never a time when, like, Ange takes the kids, like, somewhere and you can just. Like, get in your, just do, go risky business.
I feel like she'll know.
Underwear.
She'll know somehow.
She won't know. Just get him on the couch, bro.
I don't know.
Do you
or even to- just, like, laying in the chair, like, upside down. He does that kind of stuff a lot, and I feel like they would think I have a drinking problem or something if they came in and saw me sitting like it. Just looks cool.
They'll take your kids away from
exactly.
Do you want to come to my house and stand on my furniture?
I would love to. Yeah.
Dance
are you
party
tell my
at
wife?
Slackers.
No. Yeah, but you have to just be wearing your underwear.
Okay.
And you have
in a button
wicker.
Down. Yeah.
Yes, I want you to reenact the risky
okay.
business.
Well, I've never worn clothes at your house before. I don't know why we'd change it now.
Good morning.
I
everybody.
Thought you were gonna say your knees like crack when you get on the couch.
Oh yeah.
I was like, yeah, back pain.
That's what I don't like about being an adult.
What?
It's like I feel everything. Like I
you
didn't,
feel weather changes.
Yes. I never, being a kid, my parents would be like, well, it's going to snow tomorrow. I'm like, how do you know? You could just tell. You get some money. I'm like, you're so full of crap. And like,
and
a couple
now?
Weeks ago, I'm like, oh, God.
We're getting about 2 feet. Let's get it
my niece
down.
Says it's live participation. Participation in the foothills. Getting stronger by the Palmer Divide.
Yes.
That's according to my hips.
Yeah, or just weather in general. Like when it snows now, it's like, oh, I got to go out and shovel. My son. Just having the time of his life.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just in the way when I'm shoveling. Right. And I'm all of a sudden, I'm my dad. I'm like, get out of the way. I'm trying to shovel there.
Do you know what the other thing I really miss that we have never had since?
Have we said anything good about being an adult?
No. Well, I miss summer break.
Oh.
Yeah.
Don't you? God. You just take it for granted. Like, after high school, I mean, because you and I didn't go to college, Steve,
right.
But it's like, that was it. It was like,
yeah.
Now you got to do stuff.
No.
It's like June, and your boss is like, come in. It's like, but it's summer.
Exactly.
I was like, I don't know. Still got to work, bro.
What?
What is summer?
It's dumb.
I want to be at the rec center. All right. If you... Wait, was there supposed to be, wait?
I don't know.
Positive?
I don't know.
If there's
I got
something
confused.
Positive about being an adult, I don't think we want that. What do you hate about being an adult? What do you miss about being a kid? 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tell us what you think. 303-222-5423.
If you can't call us, text us what you think at 51059.
Slacker and Steve.
On Alice 1059.
All right, so we've put a crew on this and we've been trying to pick Steve up.
I'm sorry, it's right.
Got a whole bunch of people. We're talking about what sucks about being an adult and what was great about being a kid.
And I love just being carried the whole time.
What you miss about being a kid. Steve just wants to be carried.
Yeah, come here.
So if you're some sort of, if Dwayne Johnson happens to be listening, can you come by and just pick Steve up?
You probably won't get me all the way.
And
either,
nuzzle him for a couple. Yeah, fall asleep on your neck.
That's gonna be cool.
It's the weirdest thing to miss, but I mean, I get it. Claire.
Yai, guys.
Yai. What do you miss or hate?
I hate being an adult, specifically in America, because the minute I open my mouth, people are like, oh my gosh, my great-great-great-great grandfather was from England. And I'm like, we're not related. Shut up.
Yeah, having an accent, like adults have no filter when it comes to accents.
We've done it to Claire too, like, oh, Claire, please just keep
saying. Will you just read the phone book to me?
Yeah, stuff like that.
I've written down several passages I'd like you to say to me.
He's doing slow and breathy.
I don't know why Americans in general have this inane need to find out where they're from. And if like there's any kind of English relative in their history, apparently I should know them.
Yeah. Did you know that my great-great-grandfather changed his name from Essex to what my last name is now? So the Essex were probably British. Did you know them?
Yeah, the Essexes.
Did you know any of the Essex at all?
Well, actually, that's a good thing because people from Essex we consider like really slummy. Like, oh, you're an Essex girl.
No. Oh. Do you know any Essex girls you can hook me up with? I'm looking for a good Essex girl. Thanks for the call, Claire. Christy?
Yay.
What sucks about being an adult, or what do you miss about being a kid?
I miss Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes.
You know, getting my bowl of cereal, sitting in front of the TV. It was so fun. And it's not paying bills.
It doesn't exist anymore. Like, kids, because you watch cartoons whenever. There's no Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah,
Saturday morning,
right.
Turn on the TV. It's like news shows or sports or whatever.
They're
it was
not
like
good anymore.
It was a built-in babysitter. My parents were like, "Don't even get us up. Just go straight in.
Yes.
Pour yourself your own damn cereal."
Right in camp.
Yep.
Oh God,
like
I loved it
all morning long.
They got progressively less violent or something. It's like, there's something about towards the end of the cartoons I wasn't as into it, but like, they were early in the morning, you got your Roadrunner beating the crap out of things, and like, and then by the end it was like Winnie the Pooh. Stupid. I miss that a great deal. Thank you, Christy. Doug.
Yay!
What do you miss about being a kid or love about whatever? You know what we're doing.
No, there's nothing love about being an adult. Well, a year ago I was reliving my childhood. I was playing hockey with a bunch of kids, and I dislocated my ankle and broke both bones in my lower leg. Let's just say I miss playing hockey.
Yeah, you miss, like, not...
Dang.
You miss being able to do athletic things without dire consequences.
Amen. Copays.
100%. I used to ski backwards with my hair on fire, and now I get off the lift and I'm like, I'll be at Stedman. God, it sucks. What I hate it. Thank you for the call, man. Melissa.
Yay. How are you?
Well, we're good. What do you miss about being a kid?
I miss being able to throw myself on the ground and throw a major fit and nobody judging me, but judging everyone around me for it.
We try to do it here.
I'm just going to say, Steve does it well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.